that had our family history.
Traced on the family tree.
And they came from England, Germany, you know, even to the place where they had the record of where they, on the boat, that they came over on, the young men.
Okay. And maybe you could tell me your wife's full name and where she was born and the date. Education, occupation.
Wilma Elizabeth is her full name, and she was born in Douglas, Wyoming, and 1915. I was gonna say 80, but I thought I better not go that far.
December the 14th.
And
my father's father came here from England. And the grandmother came from Staunton as young people. They came over just by themselves. We never had found out anything more about them, you know, especially as the way we asked people with the same name if they had had relatives, and they said most of them came from England, and that's all they know.
Okay, so basically English ancestry. And your wife's, I talked a little to your wife before we started the interview, and she said she'd been to college. Maybe you could tell me where she went. And
well, she started in Chadron and finished in Wyoming.
And her occupation?
Well, she's a good teacher. At least she must have been pretty good. She's taught for 30-some years.
Wow, that's great. Okay, well, let's move on. That's great. We'll move on to a few more items about your family background. Maybe you could tell me something about your kids.
Well, we really went all out. We got one of each, a boy and a girl. And our girl is a lawyer secretary, what do you call them, a legal secretary. Mm-hmm. And she works in Casper. And my son, he's an ex-school teacher. He's a trucker now. Has gravel trucks and log trucks. His wife is a teacher, and boy says everybody's busy and everybody's in debt. Well, that's about the size of it.
Okay, your children, they would call you, what names would they call you?
Most of them call me Dad.
Okay, and more formal than that, they'd call you?
They never have been that much formal.
Okay. But I need you to pronounce that one.
No, you want me to be, you want me to call me Daddy?
No, maybe Father. Can you pronounce that one?
Well, the only time they call me Father is when Father does this leads in the doghouse. then he's Father.
Okay, and they may have called your wife, they called her?
No, she's been Mother, Mom and Mother.
Okay, great. And together you were their
parents.
And they were your...
Well, a lot of times they've always been our kids.
But a more formal term than kids would be...
Well, when we introduce them, well, this is our daughter and this is our son. But around the house, they're still our kids.
All right. And you brought them up. Another word for bringing them up would be...
Well, they had a real rough life. You see, they lived in the country. And they lived off the land, and they had all kinds of animals to play with, and they had a good mother for a teacher, and I'm sure they're all spoiled, but anyway, they're all right.
No, that's fine. You say that you brought them up, or you, would you say raised or reared?
Well, we raised.
Okay.
Just as long as we lived in the hills, we didn't talk that bad.
Okay, and let's see.
And they went to country school. One of them did. The other one was too young to go to country school, and she came down. When we moved to town, she went to city school.
I see. Okay, and another term for kids, you could call them your children.
Our children, yeah.
Okay. And if one of them had the same appearance